Today's mitzvah is mitzvah Taf Ayin Beis, mitzvah 472. As we continue in the last of the mitzvos in this section of Re'eh, as we said, Shmini and Re'eh have to do with Ma'achalos Asuros, different mitzvahs related to Kashrus. Taf Ayin Beis, we have the Isser of eating from an animal that died by itself, an Isser of eating Nevela. We'll get to, Be'ez Hashem, hopefully at the end of the mitzvah, is one allowed to create a nevela, meaning is one allowed to go hunting. That's a tshuva of the Nadi Yehuda, hopefully we'll get to at the end. But first, today's isser is the isser of eating nevela. Says the Torah here in Perek Yudalet, Pasach Havalot, the last pasach related to this section, kol lo sochlu kol nevela. What is allowed to eat any nevela? What's the definition of a nevela? An animal that dies without getting shechita. It dies some other way. Like, even if I tried to shecht it and I messed up in the shechita, that's also called a nevela, as we will see. You could give it to a ger toshav, not a ger tzedek, in your field, in your gates. You could give it and they could eat it. A ger toshav or a non-Jew. Because you are a holy nation, you are not allowed to eat this because it was not shechted properly. Nevela is only usher to eat. It is not also to benefit from. I'm allowed to sell a nevela. I'm allowed to give a nevela to a non-Jew. I'm just not allowed to eat it. This mitzvah connects to two other isurim that have been discussed already. Number one is the mitzvah of tumas nevela. A nevela is only usher to eat. You're allowed to get benefit, but it's also tame. It's one of the avos hatuma. We learned that back in mitzvah kuf samach aleph, mitzvah 161, back in Shmini, the Torah says, lihios han, the Sefer Chinuch says, mitzvahs inyan tumas nevela. Lihios hanevela temeya umetama. It is temeya, and it causes you to become tame if you touch a nevela. Right? That's the halacha of one of the avos hatumas. Vizish sesh anamonim kamin umin mea tumas mitzvah zaseh. Every tumah is counted separately according to the Rambam, tumas nevela and other mitzvahs, but that is the halacha. So there's a mitzvah of tumas nevela. It's not a mitzvah that you want to do, but if you become tameh, you have to act accordingly. That is the mitzvah. There is a mitzvah, a lo sase, of not eating nevela. That is the second mitzvah connected, and we'll see the third one in a minute. Let's, Be'ez Hashem, first start the mitzvah. Says the Sefer HaChinuch, Shelo lechol mi besar behema chaya ve'ov shemesu me'alehen. One is allowed to eat from the meat, from the flesh of an animal or a bird that died by itself. Yalza ne'mar lo sochol kol nevela. Right? This is in contrast to what we just discussed yesterday. Yesterday's mitzvah was the isser of eating non-kosher grasshoppers. We spoke about grasshoppers and fish do not require shechita, even if they die by itself. That's not called nevela, right? If a fish dies in the water, against the shechita that we saw of Sad Yigon, but if a fish dies in water, Rova Rishonim say it's fine. You don't have to be the one that removes its life. That's in contrast to the tezis. So this is nevela. If it dies by itself, it's off limits. Yelzeh ne'mar lo sochol kol nevela la'gerasher b'sharecha titznena v'achala. You can give it to whoever. But k'ar kasati l'mala, I already wrote in mitzvah tafnun aleph, ha'klal shamru zorchanim l'vracha to kol shenifzla b'shchitasa tikra gamke nevela. As we just said, if I'm in the middle of shechting it and I messed up in the shchita, right, I somehow missed one of the simanim, or I cut where I wasn't supposed to cut, wherever it is, any of the psule shechita, that is called nevela. Nevela has to be shechted properly. You can't just start the mitzvah shechita. The inyan tumasa kasav gamkin b'seder b'yam ha'shmini. And the tuma, we said earlier, that's the mitzvah we just quoted. V'hi mitzvah bifnei atzma. Misharshi ha'mitzvah, if you want to look at the shorish, some of the hashkava behind the mitzvah, look what I already wrote regarding the isser of treifa b'kesef talve in parshas kesef talve. That's what we call parshas mishpatim. But the same Sefer HaChinuch had it split into two parshiyos, Mishpatim and Kisisa. So look there what I wrote by the Isser of Treifa. 2 points, interesting, on that comment of the Sefer HaChinuch. First of all, if you look in the Isser of Treifa, back in Mitzvah Ayin Gimel, way back, we did a couple years ago, he discusses, why is it so important, Machalas Asuros? Because the best doctors know what's good for our body. The best spiritual doctor knows what's good for our neshama. The Adua Hadavar, Midarke Harafua, Jepisar Kol Atrefis Ho Asuros Lanu, Molid Hefsid, El Guf Ochlo, Machmash Atarfis Morecholi Babahema. Right, it's even physically, you might say. But says the Sefer HaChinuch, obviously, it's HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the doctor, capital D, and he knows what's good for us, and Machod Asuros. Yes, it's one of the Chukim, we don't understand it. One of the, it's all up there with Shatnez and the others. But we know, ultimately, HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows that this is dangerous for our neshama, and that is why we don't partake of anything, treifa, nevela, any of the non-kosher items. It's interesting, though, that the Sefer HaChinuch specifically says, look back what I wrote by treifa. By treifa, treifa is usually defined as an animal that had perfect shechita, but there was something else wrong with the animal. It had a hole in its heart. It had a hole in the lung. it had another body part chopped off. That's usually known as the difference between Nevela and Shreifa. Nevela is perfect, it just wasn't shechted properly. And Shreifa, it had a perfect shechita, but it had some other problem. Reb Chaim, they say it was his bar mitzvah shear. When he was 13 years old, he gave a shear that he thought that, no, there is a connection between Nevela and Shreifa. Even though it sounds like two different topics, Shreifa really is when an animal is shechted, and it happens, it's a treifa, it has a hole in the lung, that doesn't mean that it's perfect shechita with a side problem. It means that it's not a perfect shechita regarding eating. It's not tame. Treifa is not tame like nevela. But regarding eating it, we don't say, oh, you can't eat it because of treifa. You can't eat it because its shechita did not matir for achila purposes. Where do you see that? There are many rayas. Rav Soloveitchik in the Rishimo Shiurim and Shuas Chavdala quotes a number of rayas to this idea that even though treifa and nevela sound like two different isurim, in the Torah they're two different isurim. Parshas Mishpatim and Parshas Re'eh. Right here, conceptually, lamdis, they are connected. The Rambam says a mefurish. The Rambam says a mefurish. The Rambam says, based on the Mishnah, and the Rambam quotes it, that various isurim generally are not mitzarif to each other. If I have a half a kezias of pig and half a kezias of basar b'chalav, and I eat them together, I don't get malchus. They're not mitzarif. They can't combine. It's two separate averis. I did two chatzi shears of two different averis. But sometimes certain averis are combinable. So, for example, all isurim that are called rachis, which means chala and truma and bikurim, all of those, says the Mishnah, are combinable. If I eat a little bit of chala, real chala, not what we call chala, chala is given to the kohen, a little bit of truma, a little, it all combines to a kezias, I get malchus for that. Why? Because that is, they're all one shame isur. They're all connected. The Rambam quotes in Hilchot Machalos Asuros that all isurin b'Shabbat Torah are not mitzareif, but treif and nevela are mitzareif to each other. If I eat a half a kezias of a treifa animal and half a kezias of a nevela animal, they connect there, they're mitzareif. They combine. Why? The Rambam's lashon is, ho'il v'hatreifa t'chilas nevelahi. The Rambam says in Mefurish, treifa is t'chilas nevela. And it's even, the Kesef Mishnah doesn't quote a Makar. The Makar of the Rambam could be, suggested Rav Soloveitchik, a Medrash. The Medrash right here in our Parsha. What does the Pasuk say? Lo soch lukal nevela, says the Medrash, ain li ela nevela. Treifa minayin. How do I know treif is also asur to eat? Tamalomar nevela. Kol nevela. Kol nevela. Ask Rav Soloveitchik, what do you need a Pasuk? There's a Pasuk in Mishpatim that says treifa. What does the Medrash have to include treifa in nevela here? That's the Chiddush. It's telling me that Treif and Nevela are connected, and don't think that they are two separate Isurim. Just one other Raya. There are many. One other Raya, and that is, we know from Maseches Chulin, in the Perek Behema Makasha, there's a concept of a Ben Pakua. Ben Pakua is if I shecht an animal, and after I shecht the animal, there's a whole other animal inside of it. It was about to give birth tomorrow. I shecht the animal, and the other animal pops out and starts walking around. On a Daraisa level, you could take a bite out of that animal. The shechita of the mother worked for the baby. That's called ben pakua. On a drabana level, you know, it's marasai, it looks like an animal walking around. You have to shecht it. On a daraisa level, it's mutter. But what happens if the mother turns out to be a treifa? The mother had a hole in its lung. You shechted it perfectly. But there's a treifa. The halacha is, the shechita did not work for the baby. The question is, why not? If there was a perfect shechita here, there's a side problem with the mother, that the mother is a treifa. What does that show? That it wasn't a perfect shechita. If it was a perfect shechita, then it would have worked for the baby too. But it wasn't a perfect shechita. Why? Because it was treifa. Treifa means that it's not a perfect shechita. It's a little bit nevela, like the Rambam says. It's not two totally separate problems. V'yotzi mikach, shechita sa treifa, ain't a shechita gemura hamateres b'achila. And because of that, the Vlad is also chaser, the heter shechita, and that's why it is still us. Okay, there are many other issues that come up related to that, but that is, for now, what we'll talk about there. Let's continue. Midini ha-mitzvah. Very important halacha that comes up all the time. We think, oh, when are we eating nevela? But there's something related to this iser that comes up every other day. The rabbi of the Rabbanim of Shulzer asked these questions. Let's see. Midini ha-mitzvah, the Gemara says in Maseches Avodah Zarah, she nevela ha-re'uya leger, he kruya nevela. V'yesh chiyah v'achilasa. Only something that is edible, that is ra'ui, like ra'i l'achila. Oh, nevela, it's roi l'achila, that's what is usur for me to eat, and if I eat it, I'm chayiv. Av nevela shein ru'i l'ger, what if it became totally gross, and it's disgusting, and it's not good for normal human consumption? Klomer nevela masrachas, ein chiyav achilasa. then there's no chiyuv to if I eat that. Right? It's totally ruined. It's putrid. It's putrid. It's ain't roi lachila. Like the sugya in Hilchas Chametz. Right? If something is not roi lachilas Adam, lachilas kelev, it doesn't have the status of chametz. It comes up by other isurim as well. But here, if it's not, this is the source of it. If it's not roi lachila, then it is mutter. There's no chiyuv to eat it. That's why the Torah says, don't eat nevela, give it to the non-Jew. Why do we have to emphasize that? Because it's telling us that only if it's able to be given to the non-Jew, that's what's usher for you. If it's not edible at all, you wouldn't even give it to the non-Jew, then it's not usher, it's not called nevela anymore. Don't say that this pasuk is just teaching me, it's mutter bahana, because they know that from elsewhere. So it must be that it's teaching me that it's only if it's ra'oi. Now says the Sefer HaChinuch, Umikan lamda zechorna levracha. What else to be learned from here? From this halacha of it has to be edible? Lomar no Saint Tam lifkam mutter. The halacha is that even though the real step one halacha is that it's edible or inedible. But we learn an extension of that halacha. When it comes to Tam Ke'ikr, we know that if a taste is given from something that's usser into another item, that Tam Ke'ikr, that becomes usser unless there is enough to be mevatalit. Or basa b'chalav, if a little milk falls into chicken soup, it assers it unless there's enough to be mevatel. But what about if it's at a putrid taste? What do you mean a putrid taste? Putrid taste is no sin tam lafgam. It gives off a bad taste, then that doesn't usser. That's the halacha. No sin tam is only usser if it's lishvach. But if it's levgam, it's not a problem. So what does that have to do with me? As we know, everything in halacha after 24 hours is called nosin tam levgam. And that is why whenever the Rav gets a question, I took a milchik fork and stuck it into a boiling hot hamburger. The first question is going to be, what do you mean milchik fork? Was it used in the past 24 hours? If the answer is no, then that hamburger cannot be answered. Because nosin tam levgam is not able to answer. We learn that from this halacha. That it has to be roi lachila. And if it gives off a putrid taste, then it is not roi. That's what the Shulchan Aruch says in Kuf Gimel, Yaredeya, called Davar Shetamo Pagum, Eino Oser Taruvaso. Doesn't aser. Viafilu Ein Tamo Pagum Achmas Atzmo, Shebifne Atzmo Mutam. What if it's a good taste, but when you add it to the mixture, the combination makes a bad taste? That's also mutter. That's called Nosin Tam Lefgam. And says the Shulchan Aruch, Pagamze, Ein Sorach Sheyifgom Lagamre, Ache Katzlacho. It doesn't have to be disgusting totally. Elafilu Pogim Sas, even if it's a little bit Pogim. It's a little bit bad. Eino osa taruvuso. That is the halacha. That's what we paskin. There is a machlokas rishonim. Whether 24 hours is the cutoff point or overnight. What if it's less than 24 hours but it's overnight? Could it be mekel? If it's been 13 hours, does it have to be 24 hours? So generally we're machmer to assume that as long as it was not used within the past 24 hours, that's called osa tam lavgam, meaning any type of balua taste in a pot, in a fork, in any type of kli, after 24 hours is called nosin tam lefgam, and therefore it would be mutter. We paskin is only mutter b'dievet, not lechadchila. I can't take a non-ben yomo, meaning if I have a milchik pot that wasn't used for 24 hours, so I know it's nosin tam lefgam. Says the Shulchan Aruch related to this, kedeira shehi balua babasar. If it is you have a pot that's balua babasar v'chalav. Let's say if you have a milchik pot. Again, the case. Sorry for that interruption. If you have a milchik pot and you want to cook chicken soup in it, it hasn't been used in a week. So b'dievet, it's okay. The chicken is not answered because no sitam of gam cannot answer, as we know from halachas of nevela. But lachadchila, we don't do that. We say it has to be kashered. We don't say no sitam of gam is mutter lachadchila. We only say it's mutter b'dievet if one already used it. That is the halacha in Yaredeya in Simin Kuf Gimel. Is there any time limit that after a time we say, even lachadchila, its taste is so bad, or so removed? So that is known as the famous tshuva of the Chacham Tzvi. The Chacham Tzvi in the tshuva says, 12 months. That's his kula. The Chacham Tzvi in Simin Ayin Hei. Yesh ben al talmidim, shebikshu lasar amis bashlo bepesach, mitam dekaibala nosinam lefgam bepesach, asar, amarti lem toimatem, dimke devrechem, afilo bishlo bekadera echad ze elef shonim chametz. What if you waited 1,000 years? You're going to tell me it's still asar? So what's the answer? We're going to say, halachically, yes, it's still usher. Because that's the shi'urim of the Torah. Once you say something is mutter only with the evet, it doesn't matter how long it is. But that is known as the big kula of the Chacham Tzvi, that once there is a 12 months lapse from the last time it was used, it's even better than nosin tam lefgam. It's nothing. The taste totally disappears. That's what he says. Avoha mia yeshli rayas bruros. Delaachar yud beis chodesh mutter. The efshar. It says the efshar. It's not his tshuva. The afilo lechadchila mutter lavashu ben lachash neimasar chodesh. Ki ahida kaimala. And he quotes a couple of rayas from the Gemara, which aren't such clear rayas. But he says, va'afi lechadchila lo ma'ani libi lahatur. We generally do not rely on this Chacham Tzvi by itself. If there are three or four other snifim, three or four other reasons that we can be mako, then sometimes Poskim will throw it in. But may Iker Adim, we do not pass on the Chacham Tzvi. Nosin al Mafgam is always Asur Lechatchila. Rav Moshe Feinstein writes explicitly in Yoredeya Chelik Beis Simin Mem Vav that we do not rely on this. It comes up a lot. Let's say, you know, somebody yarshins from their great aunt, you know, a fancy set of china. Is it china? China cannot be kosher. China's klicheris. And we, she was traditional. She didn't have pig. It's been 14 years since anybody's used it. So these are the kinds of cases. You have a fancy set. How much of a need is it? So that's where the Chacham Tzvi might be used, not by itself. We don't say automatically mutter. Unless it's a tzara gadol, and there's other reasons that it's probably okay. It was only a question of milchus and fleish, whatever, various issues that have to do with no Saint Tom lifkams. That is related to the Isser Halacha Lamaisa, where it comes up. Let's continue. Says the just one other. All right, I forgot to mention. That is what's the svara? Why is no Saint Tom lifkam mutter? Why is only bad taste mutter? So that's a machlokas between the machlokas we showed between the Rashba and the Ran. The Rashba says that if it's a pogum taste, it's not even called Tom. It's not called taste. Taste, by definition, the chiddush of the Torah of tam ki'ikar is only good taste, by definition. If it's not good taste, if it's pogum taste, then it's not called taste. And the Ran is a little differently. He says, no, the iser of tam ki'ikar is to get hana'a from the iser. If you don't get hana'a from the iser, meaning if it's worse, so then it wouldn't be called getting benefit, and therefore it is tam, but it wouldn't be asur to get benefit. A nafkamina might be. The Ran is quoted in Shulchan Aruch, and that is, what if it's no sin tam lefgam, but I add so much that I get more benefit at having more in quantity, even though the quality went down? Is that mutter or is that usser? So it's no sin tam lefgam per se in the taste, but overall I get more benefit. So that is a day in the Shulchan Aruch, Simen Kuf Gimel, right here, Sif Beis, that quoting that from the Ran, Lashitasa, that it's all about Hana. When he would say it's aser, Mashaykin, according to the Rashba Svara, that Ozin al-Gam is per se not called Tam, then it will be mutter no matter how much one would add in that situation. Okay, let's continue. Umina Yisod Azeh, because of this Yisod, says the Sefer HaChinuch, Nahagnu Lahagila Kalam Shein Leben Yoma, Mayim Roschim, as we just said, even though a Kli has not been Yoma, it has not been used for 24 hours, so the Bliya inside of it is called Pagum, Nosin al-Gam, we still kasher it. Right, we don't say if a fork got trafed up, okay, just wait 24 hours and put it back in the drawer. No, we say kasher it, because, again, it can never aser. The first shaila a person has to ask is, what happened in this trafing up case? When was this last used for milchiks, for fleishiks? Right? Nosin al mafgam can never aser. If the food is still in there, that's not called nosin al mafgam. Let's say you have meatballs that stay in a pot for 3 days. Oh, after the first day, nosin al mafgam in the pot. No, the mamushis is there. The food is there. Until it's only ta'am, it's called l'shvach. It's called good taste. But once it's washed out, once there's nothing left in there, and then it is, we start the clock moving, so then it would only be called shvach for the first 24 hours. And that's why we kasher it. Even though there isn't shishim when we do hagalah, we don't make sure that there's shishim k'neged the kli, because there's no zidam of gam. It's not real kashering. That's why the minog is, I forgot to mention, the minog is, the Ramah says, the minog is not to kasher things that swallowed up iser for 24 hours. We don't kasher. We wait 24 hours and then we kasher. So there's no sinat lefgam. If it swallowed up milchiks or fleishiks, so then it might not be iser. It might be what's called hetera bala. I just want to keep this parif. It got milchiks. There's no iser in there. I just want to keep it parif. Then you could do it even within 24 hours. But there is a minog to wait 24 hours before kashering if there is a problem. Okay, continuing. Says the Sefer HaChinuch, turning over, what happens if you have, remember this Isser, we're getting back to Nevela now, Getting back to if something falls into a pot, if even though there isn't shishim 60 times, which is the mavatel amount to knock out the sheretz, shahakol mutter, if you take the sheretz out, so it's not dam lefgam. The sheretz is usher, even though it's disgusting, because the Torah says it's usher. You can't get out of that. But the taste of it is pugum. And therefore, if you can remove it, then you only have to worry about the taste, and the taste is pugum, and therefore, it wouldn't be a problem. Yes, sir, Rubei Binyanim Eila, the rest of these items are discussed in Maseches Chulin, and interesting, look what he says here, Farotetecha b'makam b'komos, I've already told you, my son, remember, he wrote this for his son, She'en kavanasi rak v'hoi ruchachla binyanim, I'm just awakening up your spirit regarding these things. Umara makam ani l'cham, just letting you know a few important points. V'im tizke, if you merit the Torah Tehei Umanusecha, and you go into Chinuch, or Rabbanus, or you go into learning, if you're Zocha to that, Tavin Kol Advar Matitzach Lehem, then you'll really understand it. So he says to his son, if you really devote your life to it, so then you will understand all of this. Just to end off with what I just started, that I was going to mention, the final point to mention is the Tshuva, the Noda B'Yehuda, in Yoredeya, Tinyana Simen Yud, where he talks about the hunting. So we're not allowed to go hunting. So after talking about why it's not usur, it's not tzar balei chayim because you're going to kill it right away. It's not bal tashchis because you're going into the forest and nobody's using these animals anyway. V'chulu v'chulu. He ends off by saying, but who were the hunters in the Torah? Esav and Nimrod. We don't want that to be our chevra. And therefore, this is not what a bent Torah should be involved in. There are other forms of entertainment. And, you know, you shouldn't, maybe it could affect you after you, you yourselves may do the shooting. Achrei pulosim shachas halavavos. So therefore, he ends off by saying it is not a good idea for B'nai Torah to be involved in such a type of sport. Okay, we'll have to stop here. Brother Shem, we will continue.